Okay, we'll get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 2nd. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Jerry, your chair, would you like to start?
Jerry Eves.
Patricia Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
David, your turn.
Sorry, driving. David Eves, Treasurer.
Yeah, be careful. Don't run off the road, no matter what. So. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board first ups are board meeting minutes from our December 1st meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
You got it.
They look accurate to me.
We have, and they look accurate. I'd move to we accept the minutes as displayed.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. All right. So, board, first up is the expenditure listing that Michael explained. So, this is everything that was paid out from October 1 through December 31. So, you can see there are a few project fund requisitions, including that last one in December, which closed out the project funds, and then a couple administrative expenses that were paid on behalf of the district by the developer. Any questions on this?
No, they look accurate.
Hey, could I get a motion then to approve that expenditure list?
I'll motion to approve that expenditure list.
Great. Thanks, Patty.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Jerry. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.
Okay. Moving right into the December 31, 2025 unaudited financial statements. Start here with the balance sheet for all funds of the district. Pretty limited kind of lines here, really just in the general fund. We had I'll go first to the liabilities, just under 10,000 in current accounts payable for the administrative costs. And then we booked a developer advance receivable of that same amount, just anticipating that the developer will pay those in 2026 for the 2025 costs that were incurred. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. So again, this is where all administrative costs will flow through. Just with the timing of the bond issuance and the activity since then, fairly limited costs here compared to the budget. So about 16,000, which included accounting and legal. One thing I did want to bring up is I would assume that insurance was paid for the district. So to the extent that the developer has that support to the Utah Local Governments Trust, we would like to include that before we get to audit field work. And we can send a follow-up email on that to remind you. Next page is the debt service fund. We did have a budget here, however, no activity for the year. This budget was set kind of with a preliminary financing plan. The structure of that bond issuance changed a little bit since the budget was done. Since we didn't need to increase appropriations, we didn't need to do a budget amendment. So again, just note that there was no activity compared to the budget here. And then last page is the capital projects fund. So here, interest was earned on the funds that were sitting with UMB until closed out about 63,000. Bond issue costs were about 406,000. That includes all costs, including the underwriter's discount and the other consultants involved for that bond issuance. And then just under 3.7 million was paid out for capital infrastructure costs. And then the last line item here was just those bond issuance proceeds of that 4 million. So any questions from the board?
I got one on the insurance. Is that something that then we need to put into place, or is that something that would go through our guys, like you guys?
We're already paying it, Jer. I've got it. I can just send him the receipt. Like I don't ever get sometimes I'll get it through Snow Jensen and Reese and it'll say it's like late, but I don't ever get it directly. But I do pay it, but it's usually just after it's been sent to them. So
Cool.
And
Is there a
Jerry.
way, is there a way we can get that emailed directly to us?
Let me, we can ask. Typically it goes to Christy, but we can have them, we can ask them, Jerry, if that
I
can
don't know
go
that it
through.
matters, Jerry. If they have a process, I mean, it's not late. It's just,
Don't worry
you
about
know.
it.
I don't, it's all right.
Dad, don't worry about
If
it.
it's getting paid.
If it's getting paid, I'm good.
And then, Jerry, so you know, that is part of what that funding and reimbursement agreement did, that administrative. So Shelby can keep track of that. So once the district starts getting money in, they can pay you back for those administrative costs.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. So that's one of the things why we do that administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. So, all right. If you guys are good, what I need then would be a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I make a motion we accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so as you guys know, we get our insurance through Utah Local Government's Trust. So the trust is actually a co-op. So most of the medium to smaller public entities in the state use the trust. So typically, when we get insurance, right now we're contracting with them. What they want us to do is just join. So nothing really changes. We just become officially part of the co-op. So it also, we went to a crime policy instead of a treasurer's bond for Stephanie. So that now covers the entire district, all three of you, instead of just Stephanie. So it's better, and then it winds up being cheaper because it's based on the budget. So as we spend down the project funds, it's going to lower the premium that we pay every year to the trust. So all the way around, it's a better deal for us. So they just want us, in order to join officially, they want us to do this interlocal agreement.
And then will you send that out by,
Yep.
okay.
Yep. And then the other thing that you're going to get today is we have to do a budget report. So I'm going to send you the budget report. It's due the same time that the quarterly report is, so February 15th. And then I'll also send you the quarterly report to do the development update so we can get that taken care of too.
Very good.
So you'll have a few things today.
With just my signature, do we need?
So you and Patty will sign this one,
Okay.
and then you'll sign the quarterly report
Very good.
and you'll sign the budget report.
Excellent.
Okay. So what I need then, if you guys are good, would be a motion to approve the interlocal with Utah Local Government's Trust.
I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution for the interlocal agreement.
Great. Thanks, Jerry.
I can second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. I'm going to say that's unanimous. So, you guys have anything for us?
You answered my one question. We are getting very, very close to recording. Hopefully that'll happen later this week. With the temperatures we have, I would expect that sometime mid-month we'll have asphalt down and Maverick can start going vertical. So anyway, that's an update. I'll get
That's
pictures on
awesome.
that other one.
That's perfect. That's exciting.
It's been a journey, as
Yeah.
you guys can attest.
Well, good for you on getting it done. So, all right, nothing else. Take a motion to adjourn.
Go ahead.
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's you now.